Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Last month, Apple released the HomePod 13.4 update for users, and although it has no new features, it represents a major change with how Apple manages the HomePod ecosystem. 9 to 5 Mac has analyzed the latest HomePod firmware and found something unexpected. Starting with version 13.4, the HomePod OS is now based on tvOS, the same software that powers the Apple TV. The first thing you need to know about what this means is that watchOS, tvOS, and the HomePod software are basically iOS at their core, so all of these operating systems share the same base. But what sets them apart are the changes Apple makes to adapt each system according to the device it's intended for. This includes different interfaces, settings, and APIs for each one. For example, iOS is designed to work on devices that rely on an internal battery, and it has associated power consumption features to account for that. But Apple TV and HomePod are always plugged in and don't need those same power features. Both Apple TV and HomePod also operate as a home hub for HomeKit, since they're devices that are always connected and always powered on. That may be one of the reasons why Apple has decided to share the code of the two operating systems between both devices. But there's also another crucial factor, and that's the compatibility of current devices with future versions of operating systems. iOS 14 is likely to drop support for devices with the A8 chip, which is basically the iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini 4. But there are two non-iOS devices that also use the A8 processor: the HD-only model of the 4th generation Apple TV, and the HomePod. The 4th generation Apple TV is unlikely to be discontinued this year, and neither is the HomePod. So if Apple wants to keep both devices updated for a long time, it makes sense to consolidate them both on tvOS instead of iOS 14. Essentially, there's no reason for Apple to keep support for the A8 chip in iOS 14 just for the HomePod. The HomePod shares many similarities with the Apple TV and can easily also run on tvOS. This streamlines the development process and makes sure that both devices will continue receiving updates for the foreseeable future. But why would Apple bother changing all of this right now? The answer might be in the launch of new products, as Bloomberg reported yesterday that Apple is working on a HomePod Mini. Alongside this switch to the HomePod to tvOS, 9to5 Mac found evidence on the HomePod software code for at least two new models of the smart speaker. We couldn't find much else in the code about these two new HomePod models, but Bloomberg has said a future version of the HomePod will be about half the size of the current model. And furthermore, Apple is planning a new version of the Apple TV, and we've now heard from a trusted source that this Apple TV might be equipped with the new A14 processor, the same as the upcoming iPhone 12. So ahead of the announcement of these new products, Apple is seemingly working to create more cohesion under the hood for both the Apple TV and the HomePod. But going forward, hopefully it means that the Apple TV and the HomePod will work together a bit better for everyone. On Monday, we told you about Google and Apple teaming up to introduce a new contact tracing system to track COVID-19 that works across iOS and Android. And since then, we've now learned a little bit more about the technicalities of this initiative. iPhone and Android users will be able to opt in to a feature that uses Bluetooth to create a temporary and private diary of sorts. This diary will record interactions of close proximity with other smartphone users who opt into using the feature. If a person tests positive for COVID-19 and uses this contact tracing feature, each person also using the feature who has been in contact with the infected person will be notified. Apple and Google have continually underscored that location is never used, just instances of close proximity through Bluetooth signals. And furthermore, the feature doesn't connect Bluetooth signals to specific users. The only relevant data is that a user has been in contact with someone who later tested positive for COVID-19. And starting next month, Android and iOS users will be able to download the app in their region that supports contact tracing. Apple will also release a software update that makes the contact tracing API work in that designated app. But what we've also now learned is that only apps for official government health organizations will be able to use the contact tracing API, not every developer. And Apple will also release a separate software update in a few months that integrates the ability to opt in to contact tracing without downloading an app. So you'll be able to opt into the feature directly in iOS or Android settings, but each region's official health agency app will still be required for verifying positive COVID-19 cases. And also, users cannot self-verify COVID-19 status to avoid false positives. We've also learned more about how the success of this initiative requires high levels of participation. But there are benefits to opting in. If you use contact tracing, you will be notified when someone you've been in contact with has tested positive for COVID-19. And the benefit of this is that you know to seek out your own test sooner and to decrease the risk of spreading the disease to someone you care about. And if a medical professional determines that you are also now a COVID-19 carrier, that information is used to alert anyone using the system who you've also been in contact with over the last 2 weeks. A few other tidbits we learned yesterday. Apple and Google have been working on the initiative for 2.5 weeks as of April 13th. Apple is targeting the broadest number of devices based on Bluetooth hardware support, suggesting that not only just iOS 13 will receive these features, but also potentially iOS 12. And governments might request the use of their own servers to participate, but Apple and Google can also remove the contact tracing system regionally as needed. And finally, President Trump has also weighed in on this system. He said during a White House briefing yesterday that some people have, quote, very big constitutional problems, end quote, with this capability. He pointed out that the system has the potential to be very accurate, but that some sort of decision regarding the adoption of the technology will apparently be made in the next 4 weeks. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.